Welcome to the Trailblazers Podcast, the podcast for women who want to create more wealth in both life and business without compromising what you value. We live in a world that tells you there is a limit to joy, peace, success, and wealth, and that you must trade what you value to create more of what you want. I'm here to teach you how to become wildly successful, influential, and wealthy doing it your way. Hey, I'm Nicole, your flow-based business coach, and in my world, the way you create more wealth on the outside is by accessing wealth from the inside. After building what looked like a successful coaching business on the inside, I felt unaligned, tired, and envious of the coach who truly enjoyed her lifestyle and whose business supported her. Safe to say, I was tired of the hustle and doing things somebody else's way. So I made a decision to build my business and live life in harmony with what felt aligned to me. I activated my intuition, learned how to slow down, practiced radical self-trust, and shifted strategies in my business to what was more aligned to me. And guess what? I saw my energy light up, my life expand, and my business results grow even more effortlessly. By leaning into my flow, following what lit me up, and tuning inward, I unlocked new levels of abundance in my life and business with ease. And that's why in this podcast, I'm on a mission to help people like you build a business that truly does support your lifestyle, generates money with ease, and most importantly, lights up your soul. I believe you do not need to box yourself in, play small, or trade what you value to become wildly successful. So, are you ready to activate your flow? Let's get into today's episode. Hello, lovelies. I am recording this episode from Bali. I have been here for maybe 5 days or 6 days. I've lost count, and it has flown. Now, before I go into today's episode, I know you guys are going to be dying for an update on how things have been, so I'm going to fill you in as quickly as I can, and then I'll get to the episode. So, honestly, I just went straight into all the things as soon as I came here. I think part of me was a little bit nervous because I didn't know anyone, and I knew I would have to meet new people, but Bali makes it really easy for you to meet people because not only are people actually looking to meet other people, like it's the thing here, there are also so many platforms that you can get connected to people, so many ways. So you could go to a cafe and literally just talk to somebody. You could join a Facebook group, a WhatsApp group. And for me, I have joined a WhatsApp group called Bali Anecdotes. It's run by my friend Ayu, who I have seen basically every single day since coming to Bali, and she's created this incredible community for women to actually be a part of this WhatsApp thread and to share important information and announcements, to like sell clothes, to invite people out to dinner or to host events, and like to just get educated about the culture. Like there's so much that is happening all the time, like every single day, and it's just so easy. So that's how I've been like meeting a lot of people. And like I said, every single day I've basically had something to do, whether it's a meetup, I did a language class, I went to learn about this festival, this Hindu festival that's happening next week called Niyapi. It's like the new year for Balinese people. And it's a whole thing here. What else? I've done so much. I've gone to the beach. I've met like people for the first time on my own. And it's just so easy. And I remember talking to Ayu about how like this is probably not something that's like, it's a platform that works so well in Bali because people have a certain attitude to life, a certain mindset as well to meeting people that just wouldn't work in like a city like Jakarta, where she's from, or in Sydney. Well, we don't know for sure, but all we know is that like Bali just has a different type of person. So yeah, it's just amazing. And I just want to give Ayu a massive shout out for being my Bali mother for the last like 5-6 days. I have just done so much fun stuff, and I'm so grateful that she's created a community like this. And I even got to go clubbing last night. I did I went to this Afro dance hall sort of party, and it was just amazing. It was absolutely amazing. There were dance battles. There were people from all around the world, like just with incredible dance moves, and it was amazing. So, okay, let's talk about creating time luxury and intentional slowness. This is something that I feel is so relevant to my experience right now traveling, because in the first like 3 or so days, I actually really struggled with doing nothing. And not that it's like I didn't want to do that. I actually wanted to do stuff, and I equally wanted to do nothing. But I realized that I think internally I had put a lot of pressure around this trip and it needing to be this epic adventure that I kind of like got here and I just dove right in and didn't really let myself settle in the way that I like to settle. What I mean is, do you ever get that feeling where like you feel like you have to do things the way that other people do things? Right? Like for me, I told my partner this yesterday. I basically had hyped up this whole experience, and a lot of people were watching. A lot of people I know back home are following my every move and just kind of like journeying along with me. And I think unintentionally, I felt like I had to put on a show for everybody else. And oh, if you hear a dog, by the way, there's a dog on the other side of the street that goes crazy from time to time. So hopefully it's not too distracting. Excuse me. So basically, the entire like first few days, I was like having this internal battle of like, I honestly just want to do nothing, but I also want to do stuff. And I couldn't distinguish where that motive was coming from until just yesterday, when I really took some time to reflect on what was happening inside me. And I do think that a lot of it was to do with that pressure that I put on myself to put on a show for people. But doing things my way was actually, it looked like being able to let myself have as much time as I needed to not have any plans. I'm the kind of person who loves to have a slow day by the pool, reading a book, go to the gym for like 2, 3 hours and just have a really long, good session, and then just like watch the sunset. Like that to me is like an ideal day. And I think I notice a lot when I'm traveling. Before, I grew up where travel was like this rarity, and if you traveled, you could only really travel for like 2 or 3 weeks max. And so if you went to a place, your schedule was like super jam-packed. It was like you filled it with so much activity because you knew you weren't going to be in this place for a long time. And I think that was challenged by this one trip that my partner Jose and I took. And we went to New Zealand, and I remember we're in Queenstown, this beautiful town. We had an incredible view at our accommodation, and we just decided to do nothing. We're like, let's just enjoy the fact that we can be on holiday, not have to be anywhere, and just enjoy this place. And it was such an interesting experience because, like, we had never had it before. We had never been able to be like, yeah, it's okay to travel and to not go out all of the time. Because that to us was like us defining what we wanted travel experience to be like as well. So I do think that from that moment, that's when it kind of evolved for me, this experience of life and the experience of relating to time in a way where it feels powerful. And, you know, I talk a lot about relating to money in a way that makes you feel powerful. But in the same way, I believe that that experience can happen with time, because time is also a resource, just like money is. And I think that for most of us, we believe that time is just like how you relate to time is always going to be the way that you've always related to it. So if you've always scheduled your time, or you've always had a calendar, or you've always had a certain activity at a certain time, or weekends, for example, are the times that you rest, and then weekdays are the times that you're on. What happens when you like work for yourself, or when you start to like play with this concept of creating your own version of relating to time in a way that supports you and what you value, you almost have to challenge everything you've ever known about time and the relationship with it. So for me, I found that creating a sense of intentional slowness was actually in honor of one of my core values. And I've talked about it before in this podcast. One of my core values is space. Being able to feel like I have lots of space, physically, like in my environment, but also emotionally, mentally, right? I like to feel that I have room, right? And if I look at the way that I experience time, that is something that I had never thought about I could honor my values with in the expression of it. So here's what time luxury is. Let me define it for you guys and then tell you how you know that this is the episode for you. Because I know so many of you who need this. So many of you who, just like me, were unconsciously operating under an experience or a relationship with time where you almost felt like it is what it is and you're helpless to the way that the week works, where you work or you have to be on at certain times and certain days, and holidays are only for 2 to 3 weeks at a time, and your days always have to be filled with stuff. Like, this is for you, and I'm going to explain why. So time luxury. What if you could live every single day like it was the weekend? What if weekends didn't exist and every day was a never-ending weekend or a never-ending holiday? Time luxury is being able to create an experience with time where you are not rushed or feeling scarce around the having of time. So how you know this episode is for you, if you are that person who waits for someone or something else to tell you when it is time to slow down or when you're deserving enough to enjoy your time. Or maybe if you feel you have to work hard to earn your rest or earn a sense of calm and slowness in your day and in your life. So I believe that guilt and shame are a primary driver for a lot of time scarcity. So if we're talking about time luxury being the absence of like scarcity, that time is running out and that time is short, or everything is an emergency and everything is a priority. If we're talking about the opposite of that, I believe that that is scarcity. I mean, the opposite, the definition of what drives that. I believe that that is scarcity, and guilt and shame is what drives it. So hustly energy, I believe, also comes from guilt and shame. And I believe that we can be hustly around our time, right? Because think about it. Why would you want to fill your day with so much stuff if you didn't believe that you had enough time, right? If you believe that that thing can wait because you have so much time available to you and there is always going to be enough, then you wouldn't be worried about trying to make it happen. Same thing as believing that everything is an emergency. I operated my business like this so much. I think part of it was also because a lot of my environment, like back home in Sydney, it's very rushed and go, go, go. Same thing with my upbringing. Like I saw my parents work very hard and exhaustively. And my mom, who also has a business, like kind of build it in a way where she was just always rushing, always like juggling multiple tasks at the one time and never really like in a slow, calm pace. I never saw her calm. And I think that that set up a premise that time is of the essence, right? Time is in scarcity and we have to make use of our time. And it was almost like until you were exhausted, then you couldn't rest. And I think that guilt and shame really comes up a lot when we don't feel we're not exhausted yet. Like, we don't feel we're exhausted yet, so we feel guilty that we've chosen to rest or we've chosen to slow down, because our primary driver for action for most of us who've grown up in hustle is that kind of like earning. I need to deserve my values and be able to access my values. And I think that we feel really guilty for rest, so we like feel like we need to earn it, right? And I think that part of giving yourself back your power around time and experiencing more time luxury in a way that, again, aligns to your values, because your values are going to be different to mine, is forever like just choosing to honor the way you delegate your time towards what you value. So, for example, like me, if I value space, then to ask myself, does my calendar or my schedule reflect that space? Am I valuing the thing that I honor the most with the expression of time, or with the relationship of time in my life? If your value is, let's say you value experiences, it could be anything. You could value experiences, right? Or you could value family. And you want to ask yourself, like, does the delegation of my time, just like with money, does what I spend money on reflect that I value that? And you'll find that sometimes not just the actions you're taking, but the actual belief systems under there are really unaligned. So for me, when I see myself moving like everything is an emergency and like literally walking really fast from point A to point B, or breathing really fast as I'm doing something, like while I'm journaling or while I'm typing, or again, while I'm typing, that's another thing. Like, I just pay attention to it. I like try to catch myself as often as possible. And then I just ask myself, like, what do I value? I value space. I value slowness. And for me, that feels luxurious when I can move at that pace. So, like, I'm not going to say that everybody should move at this pace that I'm talking about. But to me, the expression of time luxury is being able to kind of like, I liken it to kind of like the queen, and how she just like moves with so much purpose and intention, because she's royalty, right? She is not in a hurry. Everybody's waiting on her, but she is not in a hurry, right? She's not like, I need to make sure everybody's okay. It's like, it's okay, queen. Take your time. We're waiting on you, and you do you. We're here, right? She's not in a hurry, because to her, nothing is an emergency. She doesn't have to strive or rush or push, because she knows that what she wants is always going to be available for her. And she doesn't rush for anybody, right? The queen is regal. She's the way she moves, the way she walks, the way she talks. She's slow on purpose. Isn't that so nice? Like, being slow on purpose and intentional with her pace. Like, if she walks fast, it's because she chooses to, right? She's got her reasons. But if she's walking slow, she's doing it on purpose. Like, everything has a purpose, right? The reality is, like, if we're talking queen energy and like time luxury, this looks like believing that you don't need to be anywhere other than where you are at that given moment. You don't need to be anywhere else, and there's no consequence. You believe that there's no consequence, like negative consequence, that could possibly happen if you're not anywhere else but here. And I know it's like kind of mind-boggling to think about it, but where does this come from? I believe that this level of security and sufficiency around time really comes from the overarching belief that you are where you are meant to be at any given time, and what will be, will be. you believe that this universe the universe supports you, and that money flow supports you, and that time supports you, and that the right people are going to cross your path at the right time, like opportunities will open up when they're right, like if you believe that that is the experience of life, then you get to have time luxury and slowness. It's like really that simple. And the great thing is, the byproduct of this is, if you show up in this way in the world where you are intentional and on purpose about everything, when you do show up to something, you are there fully. You are mindfully there. You are present. You're not like, I need to be here, and your brain's like somewhere else, but your body's in this room. Like, you're really just grounded wherever you go. And what that creates is a sense of calm and security, not just for yourself, but for everybody around you. You don't end up feeling frazzled. You don't end up lashing out on people. You don't end up feeling really scarce or making decisions out of scarcity, rush, or hustle, or fear. You're really just in tune with yourself. And you don't make compromises that make you feel regretful later. You are aware that you are your own security. That's how you begin to create this experience, because you know that, like, in order to feel calm, then it begins with the pace that you decide to move at. And that has nothing to do with anything outside of you. A lot of us think that we need to move fast because the traffic is fast, or we need to move fast because our boss needs us at work at a certain time, right? Or we need to do this or else we won't sign a client. We need to work so much and fill our day with so much stuff, otherwise things won't get done. But if you think about it, yes, there are consequences, but it's just about taking responsibility that whatever the consequences are will be what it is. But you get to decide what you're willing to experience, right? If I don't choose to fill my day with 50 things, and I tell myself that it's okay because what will be prioritized is what will be prioritized, and what doesn't get done is what doesn't need to get done. And it's okay that it doesn't get done because it'll work itself out, right? Like, if that's the way I choose to live, then my experience will slowly start to evolve, right? Because I've changed the definitions of what matters to me, right? So having lots of time often feels like a luxury, and that's why I'm calling it time luxury. Because it's rare. It feels really rare in this day and age. When really, I want you to think about it, right? What I've just said to you is that time luxury is not about having all the money so that you can do nothing. Because that means you're associating the freedom with time to having lots of money. And that's not true. Right? Having lots of time is not also about your amount of commitments, like how many responsibilities you have. Like, you might be a mother with lots of children to take care of, and you realistically, you have a lot of things on your plate, but having time luxury in your world, your version of what time luxury is, honoring your personal values, is accessible to you today. Nothing needs to change. The only thing that needs to change, and this is what I believe time luxury and accessing it boils down to, is this. It's your mindset. Having time luxury is really just a mindset. We are so accustomed to not having or believing that we don't have much time, because our society, if you're in the Western world, or actually in the working class world as well, like, most of us have been taught and socialized to believe that our time is scarce. It normalizes and glorifies being busy, and it reserves slowness and like an opulent feeling of time, experience of time, to just wealthy people, billionaires, people who just don't have to work. And we associate that. We can't have an experience of life and with our time that feels good because we have all of these narratives around it. Having lots of time available is a luxurious feeling. Like, have you ever woken up on a Saturday with no plans for the weekend and you just like stay in bed and it's just the best feeling ever? Or have you ever like gone on a holiday where you know that there's no commitment for you to be at? You just get to be here to enjoy. Isn't that the best feeling ever? Having lots of time available to you is a luxurious feeling that you can access all day, every day. And it does not have to depend on your circumstances. I believe that you can have a very full schedule and a full life, but still feel time rich. It truly is a mindset. So I'm going to tell you where that mindset comes from and how to access it. So, like I touched on earlier, I believe it's like this deep sufficiency and scarcity battle. It's like the battle of feeling deeply sufficient versus scarce. Nothing is an emergency. Let's like play with that thought, right? The person who says that everything is an emergency, everything is a priority, will be operating under the premise that there is a scarcity of their time. And they have a belief that other people don't have that scarcity, but they do. The person with deep sufficiency is able to say, nothing is an emergency, right? Because they are feeling secure in their own body, their sufficiency says, I have enough. I am enough. I do enough, right? There's just this enoughness. Then they're aware that time is always available. And even if they don't do the things that they said they were going to do in that time, they're totally okay with that, right? The deep sufficiency is really not, the person with deep sufficiency is not reactive or dependent on tangible or immediate results. I think that's really the biggest difference. Because the person, think about scarcity, right? The only reason why you're scarce is because you think your survival is at threat, under threat. Your survival is at risk, so you need to do this thing ASAP to create the result ASAP so that you will survive. Most of the time, the things we are scarce around, especially with time, the things we think we always have to do, our brain is like, we're going to die unless we do this. We're going to die unless we get to work on time. We're going to die, like, if we don't do 50 things that we said we're going to do. But most of the time, we're actually going to be okay. Like, I want you to say with that, isn't that so powerful? Most of the time, you're actually going to be okay if you don't get that thing done. Like, your business is not going to blow up if you don't work an extra hour or you don't stay up late. Your business isn't going to blow up if you say no to that client because you're already exhausted, right? The person who is sufficient doesn't need to create an instant result. Because their security and their sense of safety, their sense of life-giving purpose doesn't come from the result. It comes from within them. So even if the result doesn't happen or they don't do the activity that needs to be creating the result right now, they're okay with it because they know they're going to be able to get around to it later and it's going to be okay regardless if the result doesn't happen. It's grounded in a deep sense of self-trust and worthiness. They don't need anybody else's input or approval, and they're even willing to disappoint people or be judged or be viewed as lazy or viewed as she rests too much or she doesn't care or she moves so slow. They're willing to let people think what they're gonna think in so that they can honor what life they want. So I think this is so powerful, guys. Like, I'm very curious where you find yourself in this spectrum of scarcity and sufficient around time. Now, I want to end with giving you three of my topmost tips around creating a sense of more time or accessing this time luxury for yourself. The first thing I will say, the first point is, know that it is your responsibility and your responsibility only to create this experience of time luxury. Nobody is going to create it for you. No thing is going to create it for you, right? No amount of money, no physical environment is going to create time luxury for you, at least in a sustainable way, right? So like you might be able to go to the beach, let's say, for a day trip. And I've done this before. And environment-wise, you're like, oh, I have so much time because I have a whole day at the beach. But in your mind, your mind might be like ticking away and like nagging you to be more productive. And in that 5 or so hours that you're at the beach, you didn't really get to mentally switch off because you didn't feel that you had the space to do so. So time luxury doesn't just automatically come with your environment. You can be on holiday and take like 2 weeks and still not be switched off mentally. I believe that being responsible for creating your own time luxury means actively being able to manage your mind, which comes to my second point, right? To manage your mind by choosing your thoughts intentionally in a way that supports what you value, which I guess the prerequisite here is you have to know what you value, right? You have to, like I said, you have to identify like what do I personally value, because that's going to be different, kind of like with me and me valuing spaciousness. So choosing your thoughts to honor what you value or your value system so that your experience of time changes, and to also manage your mind when variables are introduced, when things don't go according to the plan, right? Time is truly the most valuable commodity. We are always using our time. It's not like money, right? We can keep money and not spend it, but time is always being spent. And so if it cannot be replenished, it's always being spent, then wouldn't you want to dedicate that time to what you value? Really take responsibility and know that you choose your thoughts. And by choosing your thoughts, you create an experience of life that is much more fuller and much more fulfilling. The third point that I have for you, and this is the most practical one, I would say, you can do it right now, is if you want to create more time luxury, is to fill your days up with the things that slow you down and purposefully get you present. It's kind of ironic because when I say fill your days up, I really mean create more space in your day and choose to do things in your day that do light you up. So instead of having 10 things on your to-do list, have like 2. And I know that sounds so extreme. I've literally given this to some of my clients to do as a challenge. And it's hard. But when you let yourself focus on one priority task and then one other priority task after you do that thing, you'll find that you are actually overall much more productive, right? I heard this this talk the other day talking about how some of the most productive people use this certain method where they create a to-do list or like a priority list. And again, priority is one, it's not many. Not priorities, it's priority. And it's like you write 5 things and you do the first thing. You don't move on into the next thing. Even if it takes you a few days to complete that first thing on your list, you don't move on to the next thing until you get that first thing done. What I find for me, I often like juggle between the top 5 things on my priority list, and I don't get anything done. So, excuse me. So choosing to actually do less will always serve you. And also choosing to space out your day or your week with things that slow you down more and purposefully get you present, like reading, breath work, journaling, meditation, like mindful walks, whatever it is that just like physically slows you down, takes you out of the hustle, that will really help you to experience more time luxury. And again, there are going to be certain activities as well that are unique to you. So for some people, a lot of my clients love to go to the beach. So it's like putting in a beach trip once in your week Like, it might seem unrealistic right now, but in reality, do you want to experience time luxury? Like, do it. Make the space for it. Right? It may mean switching off your phone or taking social media physically off of your phone once a week and like just playing with that, right? Like, what's there to lose? Right? Just try. Switch off and avoid multitasking, like switch off early, really be mindful of your experience with time. And I will leave you with this one statement that has really, really served me this past few months and even on this trip. I feel like often we can be very busy in our minds as we're going about our day, and it takes us away from being in the moment and really noticing things that we would notice if we weren't so absent-minded or busy in our minds, right? I believe that when we're like fully present, we pay attention to things, we experience sensations differently, and we have more fuller experiences of life. And it feels like life is just more rewarding. And for me, the way that I have kind of been helping myself is by saying this thought. And I hope that by giving you this thought, and you playing and trying this thought on, that it would change your experience too. And that thought is to be wherever your feet are. Be physically, mentally, emotionally present with wherever your feet are at that given moment. Feel the sensations of what is in the room, of where you are at that given moment, and like resist the urge to think further ahead in the future or way back in the past, and just be in the room wherever your feet are. And trust that everything will be okay, everything will take care of itself, and you can like trust your future you to deal with what needs to that to deal with what will happen in the next stage, at the next step, when it's time for that. But for the moment, be present where your feet are. I think that's also a quote from somebody. I don't know who, but if you know, please let me know. But look, that is my episode for you guys. That is my little love note for you all. I've been having such an amazing time really playing with integrating this. Like I said, the first few days of my trip here was really hard. Mentally, I couldn't get myself to settle and to feel calm. But giving myself to the space to like really realize like what do I value? What does my version of experiencing this to the full look like? And it truly was being able to have a day where I didn't do anything and just like was present with my emotions and what my soul needed, not what I think I needed to do to feel like I was being like I was making the most out of my time here, or like I was, you know, doing the journey the way that people are hoping for me to. Like, I don't know, like releasing all of that and just being present with what my body, my mind, like myself needs is so liberating. And I hope that for you, you experience the goodness of all of this. There's so much available to you when you lean in to this experience of time luxury and intentional slowness. So, with that, my lovely, I hope you are having the best week. I'm sending you all the love from Bali, and I will tune in to you next week with the coming episode. I can't wait to hear from you. Make sure you message me on Instagram. Make sure you follow along on my journey. I have taken a little social media hiatus in the last few days. Don't know how long it will last, but I am choosing to intentionally be off the platform just for a little bit. So you will see me back on shortly. But other than that, I'm so excited to hear from you. Please send me a message if this resonated with you in any way. All right, my lovely. I can't believe this is my life. Can't believe I'm recording this episode from Bali. And I'm so excited that we're doing this journey together. I'll fill you with an update. Okay, all right, bye. Thanks for tuning in this week. If anything I said in this episode resonated with you, send me a message on Instagram or screenshot and share it on your story. Don't forget to tag me at @NICOLAAY. I love getting to know you and your story, so don't be a stranger. Lastly, help me get this message out to others just like you who might just need to hear it today. All you need to do is like and leave a review so this podcast gets seen by the many women who need to hear this message. Who knows who we might reach together? Don't forget to check out the links in the description box. Thank you for tuning in this week, and I'll catch you next time. Bye.